فصل المجلسات معلمنا بولس الرسول إلى أهل العبرانيين وبركته تكون معنا آمين. ثم العهد الأول الذي كان له أيضا فرائض خدمة والقدس العالمي، لأنه نصب المسكن الأول الذي يقال له القدس الذي كان فيه المنارة والمائدة وخبز التقدمة، ووراء الحجاب الثاني المسكن الذي يقال له قدس الأقداس فيه مبخرة من ذهب وتابوت العهد مغشى من كل جهة بالذهب الذي فيه قسط من ذهب فيه المن وعصا هارون التي أفرخت ولوح العهد، وفوقه كروب المجد مظللين الغطاء، أشياء ليس لنا الآن أن نتكلم عنها بالتفصيل. ثم إذ صارت هذه مهيئة هكذا يدخل الكهنة إلى المسكن الأول كل حين صانعين الخدمة، وأما إلى الثاني فرئيس الكهنة فقط مرة في السنة ليس بلا دم يقدمه عن نفسه وعن جهالات الشعب، معلنا أن الروح القدس بهذا أن طريق الأقداس لم يظهر بعد ما دام المسكن الأول له إقامة، الذي هو رمز للوقت الحاضر الذي فيه تقدم قرابين وذبائح لا يمكن من جهة الضمير أن تكمل الذي يخدم، وهي قائمة بأطعمة وأشربة وغسلات مختلفة وفرائض جسدية فقط موضوعة إلى وقت الإصلاح. وأما المسيح وهو قد جاء رئيس كهنة للخيرات العتيدة فبالمسكن الأعظم والأكمل غير المصنوع بيد، أي الذي ليس من هذه الخليقة وليس بدم تيوس وعجول بل بدم نفسه، دخل مرة واحدة إلى الأقداس فوجد فداء أبديا. نعمة الله تكون مع جميعكم آمين.
The Catholic Epistle from the Second Epistle of our teacher, St. John, may his holy blessings be with us, amen. The elder to the elect lady and her children, whom I love in truth, and not only I, but also all those who have known the truth, because of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with you from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I have found some of your children walking in truth as we received commandment from the Father. And now I pleaded with you, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment to you, but that which we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. This is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we do not lose those things we worked for, but that we may receive a full reward. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house, nor greet him. For he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. Having many things to write to you, I did not wish to do so with paper and ink, but I hope to come to you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. The children of your elect sister greet you. Amen. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away and it's lost, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Yeah. The former accountant I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after he through the Holy Spirit had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" And he said to them, "It is not for you to know times for seasons, which is the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive the power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in a white apparel, who also said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven." Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying, Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the holy church of God. Amen.
Amen. Today, in 16th day of the blessed month of Mizor, may God in his goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord and my Father, my brethren. Amen. On this day, the Church commemorates the revealing of the assumption of the body of our pure Lady, St. Mary, to heaven. The pure St. Mary departed on the 21st day of Tub, and she was surrounded by our Father and the Apostle gathered to receive the blessings of her pure body. St. Thomas was absent, for he was preaching the faith in India. The apostles buried her pure body in the place which was prepared for her in Gethsemane. The angelic voices of praise around the tomb did not cease for 3 days, as well as the spread of the sweet aroma of incense, which perfumed the whole place. The apostle St. Thomas, before they preached in India, he preached in the Arabian countries, Mesopotamia and Persia. After St. Thomas had gone to India and established its church, he wanted to go back to visit all the churches that he had established before. On his way back, he saw on the top of one of the mountains a group of angels who told him, "Hurry and kiss the body of the Mother of God." He hurried, kissed, and received the blessing of the pure body, and the girdle that surrounded the holy body fell, and he hurried and picked it up and kissed glorifying God for his blessings. When he arrived to Jerusalem, after he had completed his pastoral visits, he asked to visit the tomb where the Virgin St. Mary was buried, for Thomas wanted to reveal the greatness of the miracle of the Assumption of the pure body. He pretended that he did not believe that she had died as all humans, and asked her to see the pure body. When they lifted up the stone, they did not find the body in the tomb, which disturbed them all and were perplexed. However, St. Owen explained to them what he saw and how the angels carried the pure body to heaven, and how he received its blessings by the command of the angels, and showed them the girdle. The apostles, those who were present in Jerusalem, decided to fast to the Lord Christ would reveal to them the whereabout of the body. The fast lasted for 2 weeks, And on the 16th day of the Mizar, the Lord Christ appeared to them along with the Virgin Saint Mary. The Lord told them that the body of the pure Virgin is in heaven, for the body that carried God the Logos for 9 months and took from it his immunity should not remain in the dust of the earth and be petrified as the other bodies, but should be kept in heaven. The declaration was a great consolation for all the church in Jerusalem, and they glorified God, who kept the body of his Virgin Mother, encompassing it with great honor. No wonder in that for Moses the prophet, after spending 40 days on the mountain of the presence of God, and had received from him the two tablets of the testimony, the skin of his face shone and received a great honor. How about the body of the Holy Virgin that carried God the Word a full 9 months? Our teacher, the Apostle St. Paul, said, "But if the testimony of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? For if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceeds much more in glory. Because of his glory that Moses received, God buried him by himself in Mount Nebo and charged the archangel Michael to guard the body so the people of Israel would not find it and worship him. If God had cared for the body of Moses to that extent, what would be his care for the body of his mother, the Virgin Saint Mary, after her departure? He came by himself to receive her spirit and charged his angels to carry her pure body to heaven. The intercession of the pure Saint Mary be with us all, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Christ our God, who said, who sent the ones upon the apostles, many prompt righteous men have desired to see which you see and not in them, and to hear which you have not heard them. But as for eyes for thee see, and your ear for thee hear, May we be worthy to hear, to act according to the Holy Gospels, through the prayer of your saints.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our Master Abel and also remember the supplication, pray which have happened to Lord our God, those ever even honestly pray for them who are seeking them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all. Open sotiris os pieres os ipsidim if noti bono shaini pi u ufa penoti pi shaini tirun te tiramin.
A reading from the Psalms of our father David the prophet, and the king may his holy blessing be with us all. Amen. And the daughter of Tyre will come with a gift. The rich among the people will seek your favor. The royal daughter is all glorious within the palace. Her clothing is woven with gold.
Alleluia.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior, King of us all, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her house.